Blog Talk Radio.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart.
And we've actually been in business. This is our 30th year. So we've been around the block for a really long time. What's really special about us is that we have a couple different things. We handle food at the supply chain level to try to make sure that it finds a home. Because sometimes manufacturers, they have overruns or, you know, they'll make too much of something in the frozen food sector, and we make sure that kind of gets somewhere instead of going into the landfill, because a lot of this food is really good food, and that's our opportunity buys program, so that's kind of how we made our mark. And then, of course, we're in so many different segments of business, and K-12 is one of them, and that's where ZC's comes in. Our Better For You snack line.
Okay, tell us about what are ZZs.
Yeah, so ZZs are wholesome, better for you snacks for families on the go. We created it specifically for schools and school food service programs. But for many years, a lot of people were, you know, emailing us and they were saying, "Hey, my kid's a picky eater. Where can I get this for my house?" And, you know, we just weren't ready to go to market yet. But in 2016, we took ZZs to retail, and it's been growing ever since.
Oh, so you can also find them in the supermarkets?
Yeah, so slowly but surely, we're working on getting into stores across the country. And we're happy to say that currently we're in, you know, Kroger and Albertsons, which is in Texas, Lowe's Foods in North Carolina. But you can see all the places that we're going to be in on our website at vzs.com/where to buy.
Oh, okay. That's great. Well, what makes these bars any different from other bars?
Other bars? Thanks so much for asking. No, it's a good question. I think the biggest thing is that we're out there to provide, you know, fun snacks that kids actually want to eat and that they'll enjoy. One of the biggest things, especially with schools, is that, you know, a lot of schools are nut-free, and they need food that's made in a nut-free facility, which is actually something that's close to the vest for me because my son has severe nut allergies to peanuts and tree nuts. So all our products are made in nut-free facilities, so schools know that they can serve it without a problem. But I think the biggest thing that sets us apart is really our fun flavors because, you know, you can get applesauce anywhere, you know, in the country if you walk into the store, but we've really got some unique fun flavors that kids love. And the same thing with our bars. We have a birthday cake bar, which is super fun, and I know birthday cake is kind of a popular flavor. We have campfire s'mores, but we just launched a blueberry lovin' bar, and I think that's become my new favorite. I think you told me you had the cocoa cherry one.
Oh, that's what started me. What started me is that I had, and I have to tell you, I looked at this thing and went, I don't know what this is, but it's got to be, can't be bad. Cocoa, cherry, my two favorite flavors in one. And then I keep looking again. I'm going, there's no nuts in it. I don't have to chew it that much, I guess.
Sure.
And then it is almost a brownie consistency.
Yeah. I think when I first started working for National Food Group, and now I, you know, obviously I help out a lot with VZs to get that to market. That was one of my favorite bars, was the cocoa cherry. But I try not to eat it too often. I'm trying to, you know, eat it in moderation.
One of the things I had looked at it as, well, can, like, if somebody, like, in the middle of the day, it's probably one of the most nutritious snacks to have. Like, if, you know, if you have to eat something, especially, like, kids are in school, and if they get it, they could always, like, if they don't eat it as part of a, you know, lunch or something like that, they just can put it in their pocket, and at some point when they're, you know, want to have something to eat, it's nice and portable. So
let's go through
all the flavors.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
So with the bars, we have, okay, hopefully I'll remember all of them. So make sure that you keep me on point, but I should remember all of them. So available for everybody. If you go to zzs.com where to buy, you can find out. We actually are on Amazon. We have an Amazon store. So all the flavors of everything that we offer to the public are on there. But as far as bars go, we have your favorite, cocoa cherry. We have campfire s'mores, which is super fun. It does taste like a s'more. It's very popular. We have the birthday cake bar, which actually is made with natural colored sprinkles, so there's no artificial colors in that bar. And then we have our new one, blueberry lemon. We have strawberry crisp, which is also a fan favorite. We have cinnamon crisp, which I personally love to have with my coffee. And then we also have our oatmeal cocoa chip. I think I covered everything. That's what's available for retail market. And then in the food service world, we have a lot more, but the flavors that I mentioned are what's available to the public.
Well, when you talk about the food service, I mean, would I ever see any of this? Would I ever come across any of this food in the food service?
Yeah, so it depends. Yeah. So there's a couple things to talk about with that. If you are going to food programs like the one that you had in New York, that's managed a lot by the school system and by the state. So, you know, you're going to see our products in programs like that. You definitely are going to see us in schools. We're also in universities. ZZs are in healthcare facilities as well. So, you know, that's the one thing is I hope that you don't have to end up in a healthcare facility to enjoy us. But, you know, we get a lot of people writing in and they're saying, hey, you made my day. I'm in the recovery. And I really love this bar, you know, and it's just sweet to hear from people that we're able to kind of bring some joy into their life and something delicious because, you know, we all have picky eaters in our families, and my family is no exception because I have a six-year-old. So it's just nice that we're able to provide a product that everybody likes.
Well, when we get into the thing with the food service, I know there's a lot of other products, but not like buying that I could buy on, you know, either go to the store or whatever.
Or Amazon. Right.
Am I correct that there's a whole bunch of other products?
You are.
Other than the bars.
You are. So we're actually, ZZ's is one of the largest, if not the largest, applesauce distributor to food service in the United States. So our applesauce is in schools all over the country. And a lot of the flavors that we have in schools, we haven't really transitioned those flavors to retail yet. But, you know, one of the most popular flavors, which is, you know, some people are like, hey, I really love that flavor. My kid loves that flavor. And then you get other people that are like, hey, how do you get that color blue? That's not a natural color. That's our rockin' blue raspberry applesauce. That is actually in schools and in retail. Rockin' blue is such this gorgeous, vibrant blue. And it's really, really, it takes a lot of, like, amazing people to put that product together. And that's the number one flavor in both sectors. Like, people love that flavor, especially kids. Like, anything that's blue, they just go for it for some reason, including my son. We have Rockin' Blue Raspberry, but there's a lot of other flavors that people only in schools get to try, at least for now. And one of them is spicy watermelon. It's very different. But we also have in both markets wild watermelon applesauce. So that is just a really nice, like, hint of watermelon and apples. It's delicious. It's lightly sweet. And then we have our orange dreamsicle applesauce. And the biggest thing that people, you know, should know about us is we don't use high fructose corn syrup in any of our applesauces. That actually does set us apart with some competitors that are more well known. Okay.
Now you mentioned some. Do you have frozen foods as well?
So that's on the National Food Group side. We're a distributor of frozen food. We do a lot of frozen food that, you know, we kind of help manufacturers get that food placed with opportunity buys, but we also custom make and make a formula for places all over the country if they want something that's always available, so something that's consistent on their menus. We make products for them too. And we're in all kinds of markets, including correctional facilities. We sell to a lot of correctional facilities, including New York.
Oh, look at that.
For frozen food, pretty much.
Well, when someone is getting, like, the frozen food, they're not seeing necessarily the package. They're just, like, it's being served. but they're not necessarily right. that the package itself. Am I correct about that with a lot of the other
yeah.
ones of the National Food Group?
That's right. You know, we have a lot of products on the food service end. We work with a lot of chefs in, you know, places all over the country, and these chefs will buy large amounts of, you know, chicken and beef and vegetables and all kinds of stuff from us. And we do have a national food brand, but two really awesome product lines that we have in the frozen food sector for food service is our Fair Promise, which is value food that's like wholesome, awesome quality. And, you know, we have really great price points to help people make their budgets. And then we have something called Elated Plates, which tends to be a little bit on the more fancier end because we work with, you know, for example, on the bakery end, we get some pretty remarkable cakes and desserts that a lot of places across the country serve on their buffet line. So we help out a lot of chefs. We work with a lot of buffets in casinos and stadiums. It's a pretty, pretty fun business. It's something different every day.
Oh, okay. So in other words, I wouldn't even know where it's coming from. Let's say when you say like a buffet line or something, or, you know, something
sure.
where the food isn't, you know, because there are a lot of times I'll be like reviewing a restaurant and I'll ask and I'll say, how about your desserts? Do you make all your desserts on the premises? And they'll say no. They, you know, they get them and they may not name where they're getting them from.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, they're not that they're bad tasting or anything, but you know, I think that. Especially because, you know, with restaurants, like, they have all to do but make the food from scratch, you know.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
Then when,
I mean.
Yes. And then have to hire a baker to just to have the desserts or, you know.
Right.
So, in other words, this is sometimes, like, they may or may not know. It, or they'll just say, no, it's coming in from. You know, no, we get it from a food group, or we get it from, you know, in other words, without actually saying where it's from.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you and I both know, especially because you review restaurants, that cooking is an art, and baking is too. I'm somebody that loves to cook. It's really important to me, and that's, you know, it's just really cool because we actually have a corporate chef that kind of workshops a lot of this stuff. And she helps us come up with ideas on how to, you know, give that kind of stuff to our customers, like inspiration, recipe inspiration, you know, things like that with the products that we sell. And the biggest thing, because, you know, the food business is such a big business, but one of the things that I'm proud of to be a part of National Food Group is that we stand by everything that we make, and we 100% stand by everything that we sell. You know, so we have really strong relationships with all our customers and the partners that help us make the food, and that's just how we do business. Like, if somebody isn't happy with something, no questions asked, we make it right, because that's super important to us. It's one of our core values is integrity. So that's something that makes me really proud to be a part of the company.
Well, that's great to hear. So, and just as an example, like somebody's on the go and they don't have time for breakfast, can they, if they have whatever, like a cup of coffee or whatever, and have one of the nutrition bars, that'll get them through the morning?
Absolutely, yeah. It's you know, it's something that it's a bar that is delicious and soft baked. So, you know, some people eat the oatmeal cocoa chip, you know, instead of a bowl of oatmeal, and it just gives you some pep to your step because it's got whole grains in it, right? It's made with all better for you ingredients, and Yeah, I think that that's like a perfect combination. In schools too, because a lot of schools have breakfast in the classroom. And so these types of items, these types of snacks are just super important for those programs because everybody's so busy, you know. New York especially. New York is incredibly busy. That's one of my
Oh,
favorite
yeah.
towns. I know right now the I know right now the world is different, but you know, just there's just so much stuff that people have to get done, and it's easy to just grab it. And we also have you haven't tried it yet, Merle, and I don't know. Oh, maybe I can send you some stuff, but we have this line of grahams. They're like little graham crackers, and they have our characters on them. And we have different flavors for that, and those are good to just grab for a snack too.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I'll take pictures of each of them. I'm not
Yeah.
I'll take pictures of them with my rubber chickens. I have rubber
I
chickens.
can't wait to see that. I can't wait to see that. But we also have other snacks too that have more protein, like our sunflower kernels. We've got an original honey roasted, and then also a spicy flavor, which is my personal favorite. So that's something that we have too for people that want more protein.
I think I might have seen these in the group that came to me. That didn't say ZZ. Is there like if it doesn't say ZZ, does it go under another name?
Really, Zizi's are the snacks that we sell. That's
No, I mean
our
in terms of
biggest
like
strategy.
the sunflower kernels, like something like that.
Oh no, they're under Zizi's too.
Oh, okay. Maybe I didn't look.
Yeah.
I'll check it out. I'll check it out. Oh, by the way, did we mention the strawberry one?
Yeah, strawberry crisp. I quickly mentioned the flavor. Did you try that?
I think so. I haven't gotten to trying all of them yet. I'm trying to like no, one a day really is something like that. I don't want to
Moderation,
get
yeah.
yeah. I mean they're not terribly fattening, I mean kind of thing, but it's
No, they're
still
not, yeah.
in your head you have to realize it's a snack, it's a sweet snack when it boils down to it.
Right. It's better to grab. It's better for you to grab one of these bars to have something like lightly sweet to kind of satisfy that craving versus, you know,
Yeah.
grabbing candy or a candy bar. So we try to provide that to parents, you know, including myself. I swear, Merle, my kid just wants to eat snacks all the time. I can't get that kid to eat a meal sometimes. Tough.
You mean what happened to your cooking? It's not working that well.
I guess it's from somebody that loves to cook, and I grew up in a family that loves to cook. I, you
Yeah.
know, I've been told I'm a good cook, but man, my 6-year-old, that's a tough audience. I can't get that kid to eat anything.
That's interesting. Does he? So, in other words, he hasn't found his niche yet of what he likes. I remember I just had this quick flash of my nephew that he couldn't for some reason, he just loved eating shrimp.
Oh yeah. Yep. Yeah, you know, so my kid has found his niche. It's really expensive. He really my kid loves sushi. Which is crazy. And my kid loves salmon and my kid loves brisket and I can't make that all the time.
That's really funny, especially and sushi. Have you ever gone to a seafood market and asked like sushi grade fish or
Yeah,
have
we
some?
actually have one. We have one. by where our office is, there's a Japanese market, and they sell sushi-grade cuts of fish.
Oh, okay. That's good. At least it's...
I just get mine from the restaurant.
Oh, yeah. I understand. It's better to get it with the nori and everything else. And,
yeah.
You know, are you a sashimi eater, or you like the various rolls?
I love it all, Merle. Sushi is one of my favorite things.
No, I definitely understand. People are always asking me because I, with the restaurants, I go so many different ethnic restaurants, and then you know, people say, "Well, what's your favorite?" And one of the things that's my favorite is Japanese and having sushi.
Oh, fun!
And it's interesting that when I first tasted the sushi, the tuna, I went, "Wow, there's no fishy taste with it all." Like,
that's right.
So I've gone from canned tuna, which I can't stand anymore, to getting fresh tuna and cooking it up.
Okay.
So then once I had raw tuna, then it was, well, I don't even really like tuna that's cooked anymore.
It's true. It's so different. Salmon, too. So different.
Yeah. Well, and then now the question. Oh, that's right. The restaurants aren't open. I was gonna say today maybe I'll order sushi, but
I know. Are they doing a lot of delivery by you?
Yes, they're doing a lot of deliveries. I haven't asked. There's a particular place near me that I get my sushi from. And I actually have to call them to ask because I'm curious. One of the things I've been writing about, I've been calling up various places to see what they're doing, you know, places that have definitely closed because they don't get enough takeouts. It's not worth it to deal with takeout, or some places that are very typically takeout kind of thing. To see what's going on. I guess one of the most creative actually is a catering hall that's been in business for many years, and now they've turned and said, and now you could buy like half trays of whatever, and you go on their website,
awesome.
And they'll even deliver it to you too. So I thought that's a good idea. These people also own like three restaurants, so the three restaurants are closed. But this is a way to keep up the, keep one of them going. You know,
yeah,
so
for sure.
Too bad they don't have sushi.
I know. It's amazing to see. You know, through everything that's been going on, especially on our side of the business, it's just amazing to see people getting so creative and resilient with, you know, how they do business. And, you know, that kind of, like, brings me to, like, one of the other things that's really special about ZZ's and National Food Group is that it's our mission. We have something called Step One, Feeding Local Families. And every year, the company donates 5% of its net profits into resources that help mitigate food insecurity. That's a really big passion project for us. We partner with a lot of people in our Metro Detroit area because we're in Novi, Michigan, which is about 25 minutes outside of Detroit. And, you know, we're more of what's considered an affluent suburb, some might say. But even in our area, there's families that 11% are documented as food insecure. And sometimes in these areas, that's when people don't realize it, right? They kind of look past it. They're like, not in my community. That couldn't happen. So, you know, we work with an emergency summer feeding organization called Feed the Need. And when everything happened and the school started to shut down, so many kids, so many families, it was going to reach a critical mass that food insecure kids and families weren't going to get food. And these schools, man, without a beat, and organizations like Feed the Need, they just jumped right in to make sure that these families and these children were fed. And that's one of the biggest things about Zizi's and National Food Group, too, is we're part of that, and we're so proud to be a part of that. So, you know, our, like me and my colleagues, every year we volunteer, you know, at local food banks. It's, you know, we're paid to do it. We don't have to take time off to do it. Our president, Sean, he encourages us to do it. And to see the impact that we can provide, not only with product, but, you know, financially, we're able to help so many people. And the bigger we grow as a company and the bigger ZZ's grows, the more people we'll be able to help. And that makes me really happy, too.
That's fabulous. How did you like get into the, were you providing food for the New York City school systems prior to this pandemic?
Yes, yeah. We sell into New York City public schools for sure. And I think other parts of New York State. One of my colleagues, he's actually the person that works with the schools, and he's doing a fantastic job, him and his team. Because, you know, New York is so huge as a state, but especially in the metro area of New York City. And there's tons of people that need to get food. And that's kind of why, you know, we try to adapt our business too. You know, if there's a need that New York City public schools has to have, if they're saying, hey, we need this, then we'll be like, hey, we'll figure it out and we'll make it for you. And that's what's really cool about us, too, is we have that kind of relationship with a lot of people. We try to fill a need. If we know what's going on, we always try to be there.
So I'm just curious. So, in other words, aside from, let's say, in the public school and they're serving the food, aside from seeing a ZZ bar, from the National Food Group, would there be food there from the National Food Group as well? Like that you provide, let's say. Oh, okay. In other words, the people who are doing the cooking aren't necessarily cooking from scratch.
Especially with schools, there's so much rules and regulations when you're serving to a school population because you don't want anyone to get, you know, foodborne illnesses and stuff like that, right? So they don't really cook quite often from raw ingredients. They'll cook from, like, fully cooked ingredients. Although more and more you're seeing trends in schools that are able to, like a farm-to-table kind of setup. What's changing in school food service, and I learned this from our business director in K-12, Tara, she talked about how schools are trying to adapt what the old stereotype was, which is like the lunch lady, right? We have that picture in our head of you going through the lunch line, and she just slaps a scoop of something on your tray. That stereotype is going away. They're actually adapting these cafeterias to somewhat mimic what you would see out in the world of, you know, restaurant eating and buffets. I mean, some of these school districts, and New York's probably one of them, they have schools where they have, like, international food section, like a pizza, make your own pizza section. I mean, it's just really interesting what is happening in school food service, because that's a really big, important part of a school funding as a whole, is what they serve to kids.
Well, in other words, this is how they're turning to more nutritious foods for the kids.
Yes. Mhm. Yeah, and that's why, you know, something like this, what's going on with COVID-19, it's just really devastating for a lot of families, because these kids, sometimes that meal is the only one they're going to get. And,
yeah,
you know, that's, as soon as we saw what was happening, we all maneuvered very quickly, and we tried to do as much help as we could to all our schools that we work with across the country. And then, you know, we even were reached out to by places that hadn't worked with us before, but they ended up reaching out to us, and we were glad to be there to help them.
Well, that's great.
We're really lucky.
Well, there are like several programs, one of which, I mean, you know, you could go to a different places, even one of the museums is doing this too, sits to pick up food, free food, you know, and I guess that it's as well as public school places, and just whether you're an adult or a child, and you pick up the food. But then they also have another program. It's called Get Food from New York City, where especially for seniors, so they don't have to go out of the house and go on the lawn.
Oh,
and
that's
the food,
perfect.
Yeah, and the food gets delivered, but the food, I'm not sure the difference in the food. In other words, if I waited on a line, would I get some fresh fruits or something like that versus in a box that comes with things that are shelf life kind
yep,
of thing.
Shelf stable. Yeah, that's right. Thanks for bringing that up too. Is just that's one of the biggest things with a lot of schools, but a lot of homes too, is we only have so much refrigerator space, and so with ZZ's, like, all our stuff is shelf stable. And you don't have to put it in the fridge unless you really want to, but you don't have
right.
to. And you can always freeze it for later, just like anything else. But it's just
sure.
nice to know that it'll keep for a really long time on your shelf if you don't have enough room.
Yeah, that's good, Bart. I had told me that they got they went from like trying the regular food and wrote down kosher to see if the food would be different. And
oh yeah.
Each of the main meals came with a can of sardines.
Oh, it did.
Yes.
Kosher's a big part of our business, believe it or not. Making sure that a lot of our products are certified kosher and also certified halal. That's a big deal when it comes to food service, and we're learning also in the retail world too. So ZZ's products, the bars, they're all kosher. So
that's what I didn't even
know.
I'll have to put that in the. Well, you know, but people think like saying what it means, kosher, because they'll come out and say, "What's the big deal? There's no pork in there."
You're like, it's not that simple. It's not that simple.
You know because there's some things. It's just, you know, I wonder my thing happened during Passover, I have to tell you. As a kid, when Passover came along, I was told I can't have ketchup. And for me, anything that had to do with meat, I had to put ketchup on. So come Passover, and I was allowed to put horseradish on it, the beet horseradish. And I said, well, at least I'll...
Yes.
You know, could do something. And then all of a sudden, one year, out comes out comes ketchup that's kosher for Passover. And I'm going, oh, well, that's interesting. And I looked at the label, and I went, the ingredients are exactly the same as the not kosher for Passover one. So why is it? And so I looked at it, I said, okay, because a rabbi blessed it, and I'm going, well, I have to stop being so concerned about whether it's kosher for Passover. I mean, the big difference that I really found out is it, one of the mm-hmm. things has to do with, like, when it was made. In other words, I think something like, you know, it couldn't have been, you know, in terms of the shelf life or something, can't be more than a year or whatever has to do with like that. But when I saw the ingredients were the same, I went, And if I get it that it's not kosher for Passover, it's cheaper, too. So that ended that. But the thing about kosher, it really has to do with, I guess, cleanliness of the kitchen or something like that. That it's not, you know, necessarily, of course, it's, you know, you automatically will know that there's no unkosher food, there's no, like, shellfish or pork or things like that. But
right.
In terms of, you also get that there's, you know, someone has to look around the kitchen or check it or whatever.
We actually had to take a class at National Food Group. All of us had to take a class to kind of learn about kosher and halal, and it's actually, there's so many different levels of it. I just can't remember and articulate it well, so I'm not going to go into it because I don't want to say the wrong thing. But
yeah, I understand. Well, from what
we had to take a class. So.
Yeah. So, people don't have to, I mean, people can know that, but what's important is it's healthy, tastes good, and, you know, no nuts or whatever kind of thing, and,
yes.
You know,
fun flavors.
And the integrity of the company, that's what's,
yes.
That's what's really important. So, well, actually, I'm going to, like, later, I'm going to get in touch with you about some of the other products. To talk about them as well. I'm not sure if there's, like, in terms of the food that actually as part of the National Food Group food, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to get samples of those things, correct?
Right, probably not. That's strictly for food service markets.
Okay, that's what I was kind of curious about, because in terms of I wonder what a frozen dinner tastes like from your company versus,
Well, we sell a lot of what we sell on the National Food Group end with Fair Promise and Elated Plates product lines is ingredients to make stuff. So I don't know if you really want to have, like, a case of, like, 100 pieces of, like, chicken or something like that. I don't know if you
that. I understand. Okay. So again, if you go to ZEEZEE.com, is that the website or?
Yeah, almost. You're really close. It's ZEEZEES, ZZs with an S, .com.
Okay, that's great. Well, is there anything else you want to add to this?
I just appreciate, you know, you reaching out to us. A lot of people don't know us, you know, in the consumer market yet. We're known in business to business, but not business to consumer. And so we really do appreciate you reaching out to us. We're so happy that you loved the Zizi's Bar that you tried. And you know, thank you for having me on and getting a chance to explain about who we are and what we do.
Oh, well, the chickens just came into... Goodness gracious.
Wow.
They said that they were going to two things. They want me to tell you that they are definitely going to try each of the nutrition bars. And they also wanted a comment because they keep pushing it. They wrote a book, a travel book. So they needed to push that. They learned, you know, chickens don't fly, you know that, right?
Right.
Yeah, so what
I
had
think
happened.
I heard that.
Yeah, and so what had happened was that they were in an airplane, and they went up to the cockpit, and they asked the pilots to teach them how to fly. I have a picture of it. The pilots teaching them how to fly, and once they learned how to fly, then they were able to travel all over the United States. And they wrote a book about all their travels. You know, so
I'll have to
what can you do?
That book.
Yeah. Okay.
I have to get that book.
So, well, I'm really glad you called in, and we'll get out the more of this information to people. I mostly want to get it to so people when they're getting these things, they know how healthy it is, and don't go, oh, what's this? You know, and they'll go, wow, what was this? Can I have some more?
Thank you. We appreciate that so much.
Okay. Well, and I guess I should call you Kat, right?
Yeah, that's my name. You can call me
Kat.
Okay,
Kat. All right. Well, have an absolutely wonderful day, and it's so good to talk with you. And when I get when I get off the phone, I'm going to go into the other room and grab one of them to eat.
All right, great. Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome. Bye.
Have a great day. Bye.
Okay. So that's it's ZZ's is the bar, as the nutrition bar. And as I said, well, you've heard all the delicious flavors. I actually gave a couple to the kids and the kids next door. There's like, I think one is 7, I think one is 9 or 10. And I know they enjoyed it. It was the birthday one. I knew that they would love to have that one. And I think they're now craving them. So all right, everybody. So I'm going to end early. And, well, now that I've got up the nerve, probably my next show will be my comedy. I did one before, and I want to do another one just so you would laugh. But I think I forewarn you that my rubber chickens, Esther and Eunice, are probably either going to tell the jokes, which then I have to translate, or point out which jokes they want me to tell before I go into my own shtick. So everybody have a wonderful day, evening, or whenever it is that you're listening to the show. Yep. All right, kids. You got to say.